In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. My older sister Kimberly, when she is going through a difficult time in her life, when she feels like the weight of the world is on her shoulders and she's ready to give up and give in, she reminds herself of a very basic truth that we all believe, but perhaps we don't often think about, a very basic but profound reality that we believe as Christians. In the midst of her struggle, she will say to herself, she'll repeat, "I have a Father in heaven who loves me. I have a Father in heaven who loves me." And a Father who loves her with an infinite love. A Father whose eyes are always upon her, who knows every hair of her head and would never allow a single thing to happen that was not part of his divine plan. And a Father who desires her greatest good. My brothers and sisters, do you know what no one believed about God? No one had ever speculated or posited until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and what we alone still believe as Christians today. It is that God is love. And the most famous verse of all Scripture, John 3:16, tells us why we believe that. God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. What do we celebrate on Christmas above all else but the love of our Heavenly Father manifested in his Son? You remember at the Last Supper, our Lord is with his chosen 12. And one of them, Philip, says to our Lord, "Lord, allow us to see the Father and we will be satisfied. That'll be enough for us." And what does our Lord respond to Philip in that moment? He says, "Philip, have I been with you all this time and still you do not understand? He who has seen me has seen the Father." Every single aspect of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ is a revelation of who the Father is. And I would posit that one of the clearest revelations of God the Father is found when we look on his Son lying in a manger. Because what do we come to understand in that moment about the Father? That the Father is all humble, that he is all good, that he is gentle and merciful and loving. We have a Father in heaven who loves us, and He's given us His Son. And why did He send His Son into the world? Our Lord Jesus Christ took our nature so that we could partake of His nature. Our Lord Jesus Christ assumed flesh so that we could share in His divinity. He became a slave so that we could share in His kingship. Or as St. Augustine said it so beautifully, he said, Jesus became the Son of Man so that men could become the sons of God. Jesus became a man so that His Father could become our Father. And this is why the angel, when he proclaims to the shepherds, I have good news of great joy, the greatest joy the world has ever heard. My brothers and sisters, our Heavenly Father did not create sadness. He did not intend a single one of us to ever know sorrow. We were to live in everlasting joy from the start. And man fell. And every single one of us has fallen. And every time we fall, it steals our joy. Who are the most joyful people in all the world but the saints, those who are closest to our Lord Jesus Christ? He is the joy of all the world. And if our lives are lacking joy, it means that there is part of our hearts that we have not allowed our Lord Jesus Christ to take possession of. Even in the midst of our sorrows, we can remain joyful. I think of someone like Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I remember one time a reporter traveled to India to interview her. And he went to the home of the dying that she oversaw. And this home of the dying, it was for people who were at the very end of their lives. And it was probably the least desirable place for anyone to enter into. As this reporter walked in, he found Mother Teresa bathing a dying man whose stomach was being eaten away by worms. And the reporter said, when he walked in, it smelled so putrid that he almost got sick in that moment. And he looked at Mother Teresa, he said, Mother, I wouldn't do what you do for $1 million. And Mother Teresa would say, the miracle is not that I do what I do. The miracle is that I do what I do with joy. Because she did it for Christ and in union with Him. Or I think of our Blessed Mother Mary. You know, when our Lady, here she is, she's conceived of the Holy Spirit. And then at about 8 months into her pregnancy, she has to make this journey on the back of a donkey for 90 miles. You can imagine how uncomfortable that would be. And she gets to this little town, and there's no room in the inn. And in the cold night of winter, she gives birth in a stable. And her son's first bed, the Son of God's first bed, is a trough out of which animals eat. And shortly after her birth, she discovers that the king wants the life of her son. And she and her husband have to flee to Egypt, to go to a place unknown, to leave all that is comfortable. Imagine how many times Our Lady must have reminded herself of the words of the prophet Isaiah. He shall be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. How many times she must have repeated in the midst of those trials, God is with us. Joseph, God is with us. Even if we don't understand, even if it seems dark, He is with us. The most joyful woman who ever lived. My brothers and sisters, God sent His Son, and He is always with us, and so we can live in persevering joy. I close with this. One time, a man came for confession, and he said something that I'd never heard anybody say, and it was not part of his confession. He had finished confessing, and he said, Father, I consider myself a devout Catholic. Most people who know me would say I'm a very faithful Catholic man. He said, I believe everything that the Church teaches. with the exception of one article of the faith. He said, I do not believe that God is love. And I don't believe that He loves me. If there is anything God wants us to know on the celebration of Christmas, what He wanted to shout out to all the world through His Son is that I love you. Do you see my love for you? Can I proclaim it any more radically? My brothers and sisters, if you don't do anything else on this Christmas day, I recommend this. And actually, it was the penance I gave to this man, though it's not a penance for you. I said, for your penance, I want you to do me a favor. I said, I want you to take a few minutes of prayer, and I want you to ask God the Father. I want you to say to Him, Heavenly Father, if you love me, manifest that love. Reveal it to me in a way that I could never doubt how much you love me. And I would recommend making those same prayers, kneeling before the manger, looking at the infant Savior. My sister Kimberly, my older sister, she says, I have a Father in heaven who loves me. I want to add just one thing to that. When our Lord took flesh, He then not only had a Father, but He had now a mother. We do not believe that God inserted a human body into Our Lady, but that He took the body of His Son from her. That Jesus really is flesh of her flesh and bone of her bone. And as He's dying on the cross, He gave His mother to all of us. Everything that belongs to our Lord, we are heirs of. And so we can say in times of trial, I have a Father and a Mother in heaven who love me. May you know that joy this Christmas day.